Tomorrow, weather permitting, NASA will launch a new spacecraft to orbit and study Mars. The last two missions failed, prompting one official to call Mars the evil planet. The real trouble turned out to be more mundane: management problems and software bugs. Mission officials say this time they've done everything they can to minimize the risk of failure. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The new spacecraft is called Odyssey, after the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. But the name has another meaning. Project manager George Pace spoke at a NASA press briefing.
We went to Webster's Dictionary to look up what Odyssey meant. A long wandering, usually marked by many changes of fortune.
Everyone asks him, will it work? The answer, he says, is it has to. Scott Hubbard, Mars Program Director at NASA, reminded everyone that this is rocket science.
Over the last 40 years, the world, mostly the U.S. and Russia, tried 34 times to get to Mars and make measurements. In baseball terms, our batting average is about 330.
NASA is hitting about 600. One way they've tried to improve their batting average was by hiring Hubbard, or rather creating his job. There is now one central person responsible for setting budgets and describing mission requirements, and he's it. NASA has also hired what it calls risk reductioneers, who try to break the flight software and search for bugs. A programming error is thought to have sent the Mars polar lander crashing to the surface in 1999. George Pace says the Odyssey team made a list of mission-critical parameters, which are just that.
An example of it is a number which, if it was wrong, you could jeopardize the whole mission. And we didn't even know how many of those we had. There's some 220,000 parameters that get defined in the flight software, the ground software. And of those, about 10% are mission critical.
Pace says each of those numbers were tested or checked by two sets of eyes.
You can imagine if you were going on a trip and before you started your car, you had to double check 22,000 parameters. So it's taken a little time, but we're there now.
It was a mix-up between metric and English units that led to the loss of the Mars Climate Orbiter in 1999. Pace says this time, wherever there was a potential ambiguity, they wrote numbers in both English and metric units side by side. It would be nice to switch to metric entirely, but Ed Weiler, NASA Associate Administrator for Space Science, says there's a reason that hasn't happened.
This country isn't using metric units. It tried. You might remember buying gasoline by the liter, and you remember how popular that was. NASA cannot tell Lockheed Martin, cannot tell TRW, it cannot tell Boeing that it must use metric units, because we would be telling them to spend billions of dollars to retool their industry.
If all goes well, Odyssey will follow a 77-million-mile arc to Mars and drop into orbit on October 24th. Then it will extend a 20-foot boom. A spectrometer on the end will study the chemical elements in the crust of the Martian surface far below. Some scientists expect it will find ribbons of hydrogen, probably from frozen water, underground at certain latitudes. Another instrument will create a map of surface minerals during the day and monitor temperatures at night. There's good evidence water flowed on Mars sometime in the last million years, and Ed Weiler has this fantasy.
If this instrument sees a quote-unquote hot spot, not a hot spring, hot as a relative term, but sees something on the night side of Mars, and then 2 months later or whenever it comes back and looks and it's not there, we can really start saying, hey, water has flown on Mars and it's flowing today.
NASA plans to send two landers to Mars in 2003. Part of Odyssey's goal is to find interesting and friendly landing spots on the evil planet. Odyssey also has a radiation monitor on board to see whether astronauts could survive a trip to Mars. That's clearly a long way off. The Odyssey mission is costing $297 million, cheap in space terms, but the spacecraft is about the size of a golf cart, and it's only making a one-way trip. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.